Hello everyone, and it is day 7 of my fasting, and I do have your question for today. Your question for today is, I am letting fear stop me. I can pretty much understand this card. I do have some fears that have been then stopped me from doing things. Excuse me. But I'm not going to continue to let that do. So I'm going to start doing what I need to do. You know, not let fear be the boss of me. No. And it's easy for people to say, oh, I'm not afraid of nothing. But there are certain things out there, you know, it's not what you're afraid of. It's a different type of fear. It's just like, I'm going on this spiritual journey, and I'm learning a lot about myself. And I know I had trauma in my childhood and adulthood, and I let my fear hold me back from addressing those things. And now, since I've been doing this fasting, all this stuff have started coming up in my life so that, you know, I can go ahead and deal with it and heal myself. So that I said, no, I'm not gonna let fear stop me anymore from anything. And I just wanted to share that with you guys. But I definitely wanted to let you know my fasting is going really good. I'm only eating one meal a day. I'm not doing any snacking, you know. Now, I was, you know, having snacks, a little popcorn before my time to stop eating at 7 o'clock. But now I'm getting a whole lot better after 12. After I eat at 12, I don't eat anything else. I just do water and herbal tea. But like I said, I'm getting a lot better at it, and been having a lot of stuff that I can understand where I'm coming from now. And I'm healing myself from the inside. I'm healing my inner child. I'm healing my soul. Because, you know, to go on this spiritual journey, you know, it was my choice. I needed to really connect on to where I'm supposed to be doing. And I know I have a purpose. And this purpose is to share my word with the world. And in order for me to do that, I have to get past fear, not let it stop me. And it had, you know, if I didn't feel good, I didn't do my platforms or nothing like that. But now I have that mindset where if I'm not feeling good, I'm going to do it anyway. Excuse me. Let me get my oxygen on here. But like I said, I'm not going to let fear stop me anymore. And excuse the loud beeping sound when I turn this machine on. Because it's very, very loud when I'm turning it on. And I'm using the big one because it's the one that's had the water hooked to it. So please excuse the noise for a few minutes. There we go. This then, like I said, I definitely needs to get this on. I've been sleeping with it, and then I took it off, and now I need to get back on it. Because I thought I was going to be able to, to do this segment without it, but I'm not going to be able to do that because I don't have enough air and I'm beginning to start coughing constantly, so I definitely need to get this on. And I don't want to get the coughing to the point where I can't stop coughing, because that does happen too. So, but like I said, you know, I'm not going to let fear stop me from doing what I have to do, because I know my purpose, and my purpose is to share my word with the world. And in order for me to do that, I have to truly have myself in the right place to be able to do that, to be able to help other people. And that's the reason why I'm sharing these cards, questions with you guys off these cards. I answer these questions also. And it has been an eye-opener for me. It have gave me a lot of insight, a lot of clarity on, you know, past things that happened in my life. And like I said, you know, I used to always just know whatever somebody say, you know, can you do this? Yes. If I didn't feel like it, I still said yes. So I'm not going to be a people pleaser anymore. You know, I was afraid of hurting people's feelings when I said no to certain things. And it just, a whole lot that I have been aware of, that what I have been doing over all my life is picking up other people's energies, feeling their pain, you know, whatever they're going through. It's, you know, it sticks to me, and I carry their burdens, although they're not my burdens. But I'm a very high sensitive person, and I don't like to see anyone in pain. And when somebody tell me something, it sticks in my head, and I go over it and over in my head, try to figure out a solution to try to help that person. And you know, and that's not my problem. That's not my job. But I took on that responsibility unwillingly, knowing that that's what I was doing. And like I said, since I've been doing this fasting, and, you know, I have been getting a lot of clarity on, I need to be focusing more on myself and don't worry about nobody else's problems. But what I can do to help other people is talk to them and let them know what I'm going through and how I'm dealing with my problems, you know. And it is the same as with my illness. Like I said, my doctor put me on the fasting to help with the inflammation and swelling that I had on my left hip. And I noticed the swelling is going down. It's not as tender as it was at first. So I'm thinking it actually is working, you know, because I don't like taking steroids, because I released 75 pounds in the last, just say, 5 years. And I'm not looking to regain that. I'm not. So I'm going to do my fasting, and I'm going to continue to do my spiritual work. And I have been learning how to do breathing exercises and stuff to help me to be able to heal myself. So I can be able to say, okay, this is what I went through. This is how I heal myself. And, you know, I don't just want it always about doctor's appointments and stuff. And this is part of my life. This is my life. And I tell people all the time, you know, be grateful and thankful for what you have, because you never know one day you can lose it all. And I know this from living this experience. I know what rock bottom is. I've been there, done that. I have lived it. I have lived in my car. I made sure my kids were somewhere safe with a roof over their head where they was get hot meals and baths and stuff. I slept in my car on the church parking lot. So I know what rock bottom is. You know, I've been there. And I'm not ashamed to say that. At first, I used to wouldn't tell people that, but now, over the years, I have been able to release that, because if I constantly keep holding it in, and I can understand some of the people that's homeless, that's out there, it's their choice, some of them, to be out there. And then there's people like me that didn't have a choice and end up out there. But I fought and struggled to get back to I could be able to have a roof over my head and have my kids back with me. And me and my kids, we are strong. We have been through so much in our life to, you know, like I said, it's all these traumas and stuff that I went through is an eye-opener to me. And the trauma of me losing my home, my job, being disabled, and wasn't able to get disability for 7 years, fought with them. Yeah, that's how hard it was for me. That trauma, I lived through it. And that's a trauma that I did not bury, because I wanted to remember this, how hard I had worked. And when it was time for me to be able to draw my Social Security and disability, they took me through the ringer. They took me through the ringer for 7 years before they even decided. They even said, oh, I had to go before a judge just to get approved. So I know, because if they had approved me when I first went to them, me and my kids would have never been homeless. But I look at it in like a learning lesson. It was a lesson that I had to go through. But I still held my head up high and kept going. You know, a lot of my family did not know. A lot of them still don't know that I was homeless. And if they've listened to my podcast and watch my YouTube and TikTok, now they know. But I didn't burn my family. Only one person knew that I needed to put my child somewhere. And that was my sister. The one that passed away. It'll be 5 years. And next month on the 14th. And she was the only one. And she took my daughter in. My son stayed here and stayed with one of the church members and went to school. He was in high school, and he didn't want to leave. My daughter, she was just getting ready to start middle school. So, yeah, I wasn't in no position of making sure that she would be able to get a hot meal, a bath, or none of that ready for school. So I gave my sister temporary custody of my daughter, because she was living in Virginia at the time, and that's a Commonwealth state, so she had to have legal documents and everything, you know, so she could be able to get her in school if she needed to go to the doctor and stuff like that. And I was very grateful for that. So when my sister got sick, I dropped everything to be there for her, because she have always been there for me. She opened her home up to my daughter, and she offered me to stay. And I told her I couldn't stay, but I had to be here in Florida to fight for my benefits and everything. So, but she didn't know I was sleeping in my car. I never told her that I was sleeping in my car. So, and what I'm saying, you know, I only told my kids maybe, what, 3 years ago exactly what I was, how I was living when we was homeless. And they just sat there and looked at me like, well, Mama, you should have told her. No, I didn't want y'all to worry. That I, no, I didn't want them to have that. I even tried to get a place in the shelter. And the first thing the lady told me, she said, well, you have a car, so we only, you know, giving beds to people that don't have nothing. Now, if you didn't have a car and nothing, you could. But when I tried to go before, that I couldn't take my son because he was a teenage boy, so it could only just be me and my daughter. And I wasn't going to do that, and I'm not going to put my daughter in no shelter, because I know what it like being in a shelter. I did that. My son was 3, and his father, we had just moved to Missouri, and we were supposed to be staying with his sister until we got our own place. I was working, he wasn't, and his sister, she was on drugs, but she, every time I got paid, she wanted me to pay her extra money. So she decided one night, she'd get mad if I wouldn't give her no money to go get no drugs. She told me I had to get out of her house, me and my son, at 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay, no problem. And I did. I left my husband right there because he was stupid enough to stay with her. God forgive me for calling man stupid, but he did. And I got a cab and asked him to take me to the nearest shelter. And that's what I did. And when I got there, I stayed in that shelter. The next morning, I called my brother and I told him I needed to get me a place to stay. And he helped me to get me a place to stay for me and my son. And it just, you know, and then all of a sudden, if she have memory lapse, like, oh, I didn't do that, I didn't, no, that's okay. I got me a place now. So I don't have to worry about that, you know, somebody constantly asking me to give them money for drugs when they know I'm trying to save money to get my own place. So that's what I'm saying. Those kind of traumas I had buried, but reading these cards, they make you, stuff come back to you. And that's all I'm just saying. Give these cards a try. Every question that I put up in your life, and see how it works out for you. You don't have to share your answer. All I ask you to do is share my podcast and subscribe to it if you like the content. So I'm just, you know, want to get that out to you guys. I'm going to get ready, get up, get ready, go to church. And I will see you guys on day 8. That will be Monday, day 8 of my fasting, and a new question of the day. Namaste. Hello and welcome back. Today is day 8 of my fasting, and I'm doing great on it. I just had me a tomato soup and salad for my one meal today. But I wanted to also, I'm going to give y'all your question too, but I wanted to talk to you guys about is showering makes your body feel like needles and pins and needles when you're taking a shower. If you have lupus, I wouldn't know that because I like soaking and taking hot bubble baths to relax my whole body. But there's a lot of the lupus members that said it does feel like pins and needles when they actually shower and it hurts. And I can probably imagine it does because sensitive to water and temperature is part of, you know, lupus, you know, the people that suffer with lupus. And with me, I use the hot water to help with my stiffness and with my Raynaud's disease, where my feet and hand fingers goes numb. And that's the reason why I take really hot baths, because that helps get the blood flowing through my body. Because I'm not fond of just showers. I try that, but it doesn't give me the same feeling as when I'm taking a hot bath. And then, like I said, you know, we, most of us do suffer from disease, like I said, where your fingers and toes turn purple, you know, and that's from not, you know, having enough blood flowing through your body. But like with me, I use hot water to, you know, to get mine flowing. A lot of them say, you know, it's best, doctors tell me it's best to use warm water. I tried the warm water. The warm water didn't work for me. The hotter, the better. And mine gets so numb to the point that I can't even feel my feet. So that's the reason why I do the real, real hot water. And I have started now, when I get that problem, I dip my feet in my Perfect Wax. And that helps me a lot, too. And our bodies can be sensitive to, you know, different chemicals and stuff. Also, that, you know, affects if you have SLE. It just, you know, we all have to figure out what's best to help us, you know, with these nerve pains and stuff. Some medication can also give you side effects too with SLE, and it can affect you, you know, make you sensitive to showers and stuff like that, you know, because there's everybody's body reacts different. And if you have SLE, that you know that the lupus is attacking your body organs from the inside out. And that's what I have, where I have a lot of flare-ups and everything. And I try to minimize, try not to have as many flare-ups as possible. I try to keep my stress level down as much as possible. And you know, eat the right foods and do the right thing. You know, what I know that helps me, because like I said, I have started using the wax to dip my feet in, and that has helped. And once I dip my feet in the hot wax and then peel it out, then I take my shea butter and I lotion my feet up really good and stuff like that. And that normally helps. But, you know, with the fibromyalgia part of it for me, it is that's like your nerves and stuff. So it's good for me to sit in hot water to relax my nerves and, you know, help with the numbness and stuff like that, because me taking a shower is not going to help me. You know, my body works different from everybody else's, and everybody else's body works different from mine. So, like I said, we all have to find that what helps us the most. But I'm, you know, just saying, you know, what I do to help me is I use hot water. And when I'm using the hot water, I put essential oils and Epsom salt, or Epsom salt with essential oils, into my bath. And then I sit there and I relax. And then I inhale the aromas that's around me, and that helps relaxes me also. You know, we all have to figure out what is best for us. You know, excuse me, because we do have to, you know, try to help each other with this lupus and everything that's going on. And with me, you know, this is the time of year with my pulmonary fibrosis. I normally end up with pneumonia, and I've been very careful so far, you know, to try not to get sick. It was just like yesterday, my plans was to go to church, and when I got ready to, I go downstairs, my whole family is sick. So I'm like, okay, I can't go to church. I don't want to carry that to church with me. So I did not go to church yesterday as I was intended to do. But I stayed home and took care of my family. And luckily, my grandson had no school today. But him and my daughter and son is doing a lot better. But my daughter-in-law, not so much. She wasn't able to go to work today. So I've been trying to nurse her back to help most of the today. But I just, you know, want to share that quick thought with you guys. Do you take a shower, make it feels like pins and needles? And maybe, you know, if you give a sit bath, you know, with the Epsom salt and essential oils or something, you know, maybe that will help. You know, just give it a try. And make your water as hot as you can stand it, you know, to try to get the blood flowing again. You know, it's just a suggestion. You know, you don't have to do it, but that's what I do to help me. And I'm not going to talk too long because I have two other platforms I got to do, and I want to be able to do it without being on my oxygen like I was yesterday. These last couple of days, actually. But, yeah, question for today is, am I focused on what I want most? That is the question for the day. Am I focused on what I want most? It will be in the description box. What you focus on, it grows. It's just like a seed. You plant it, you water it, and it grows. And whatever that you focus your attention on, it will grow. And it's actually a good question, because I have actually started putting more focus into doing my podcast, my YouTube, and my TikTok. And I noticed it has beginning to grow. So I'm going to continue to do that and focus on what I'm doing, you know, and move forward. You know, because, you know, only way that you can get to the top is to keep moving forward. You can't get nowhere if you constantly keep moving backwards or just staying in one spot. And my goal is to get to the top of the mountain. I am a Capricorn, and just in my nature. Excuse me. It's just in my nature to get to the top. You know, and sometimes it's a struggle, because the other half of me is a fish, and the the part that's bullheaded and strong and stubborn is the go part. And then I have the other part of my body, my Capricorn, is a fish. So it don't want to work. So I have to pull it along to get to where I need to go. But I'm getting there. And I did have my first spiritual journey section yesterday, and it was amazing. It was a breathing exercise and everything, but I could feel my body opening up, releasing, and now, you know, I'm like, okay, this is where I need to be. This is the journey I need to be going on to help me understand me better, so I could be able to help other people that and tell them how I'm learning to, you know, understand myself better. Maybe they can be able to help learn understand their self better. That's the reason why I do the questions, because they make you think. And if you really do the questions and sit back and think about them, you know, you will start getting clarity on your life. Because I can vouch for that, because I, like I said, I started doing these cards before I started fasting. And I had started getting clarity, but now I'm getting more clarity. I can see a lot more clear of different things. I can actually, you know, beginning to pick up on other people's energy, you know, see their aura and everything, because this is how it works when you're going through a spiritual growth and you learning spiritual as you go. And with me, I'm learning how to let go of the traumas that I went through my childhood and in adulthood, and it had given me a better insight on all of that. And I just wanted to share this with you guys. And I really appreciate you and grateful for all my subscribers and you all sharing and my podcast with others. I really am grateful and thankful for that. And I appreciate if you continue to do that. And I will be back tomorrow, day 9 of my fasting. Namaste.